What about the barn owl?
The barn owl is a very round-faced owl that has, his whole face is white. Mm-hmm. And their eyes are usually orange. Mm-hmm. And the back is a mottled brown, sort of a medium drab brown.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Well, they have variations when they change elevations and tree coverage. Elevations seem to have more to do than anything. We have the gray squirrel and the red squirrel, or the one they call the fox squirrel here, and we have a little gray squirrel called the cat squirrel, and we have a smaller fella called the ground squirrel. He's a little tiny guy, about the size of your finger.
Can he climb trees?
They can climb trees, but the ground squirrel lives in little burrows. Mm-hmm. And the cat squirrel, the gray squirrel, and the fox squirrel, or red squirrels, they all live in the trees, nest in the trees, and they don't nest on the ground at all. They feed on the ground quite a bit, mm-hmm. travel on the ground a lot, or they travel across treetops. And now we have...
Did you ever hear of anything called a boomer?
The boomer.
A mountain boomer?
Well, that may be one of the grouse or partridge. Mm-hmm. There's a grouse that signals with a booming noise, and they're, it's a ruffle grouse, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're a mating call.
What about a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
That's a woodpecker. Numerous types.
Do they have different names?
Yeah, anywhere from the dowdy bill sapsucker to the speckled belly yellow sapsucker on through the redhead and the yellow hammer or flicker. Flicker is the true name for him. Mm-hmm. I don't recall the Latin name for him. The pileated is one of the bigger woodpeckers. And
the
pileated. And the ivory bill is supposed to be extinct, except for maybe a few pair in the Everglades. Mm-hmm. But I've located the ivory bill up here on the Sabine River within 20 miles from here. Big ones, they're bigger, twice as big as a bandy rooster.
Uh-huh. You ever heard it called a peckerwood?
Yeah, I've heard them called a peckerwood and a woodpecker, both.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a peckerwood?
When I was a kid, called them both ways, I say, until I started the school, because I really never paid a lot of attention to it, whichever came to my mind first. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know which was proper.
What about the word pepperwood used about people? Did you ever hear a person call them pepperwood?
Yeah, but I've never heard of a person being called a woodpecker.
What does it mean when you call a person a peckerwood?
Well, a fellow that is always rapping on something and isn't very dependable. Mm-hmm. Generally, a signed off sort of guy. Mm-hmm.
And a black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
The skunk, a polecat.
And, Sam, you were talking about, what general name would you have for